An official poet at City Hall might sound unusual, but not here in Seattle, where we've mixed poetry and government going back to 1999, when City Council member Nick Licata created the Poet Populist Program. He also had a poem read before every City Council session. Well, now there's a new position. It's created by Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. It's the Civic Poet. And today, Seattle gets its first ever civic poet. Her name is Claudia Castro Luna. She stopped by this morning, and I asked, what does the civic poet do?
Well, this is a very good question.
As the first one, I guess you'll get to define the office.
Exactly, yes. And I think that when the call went out for a civic poet, I think there was a lot of latitude for those of us who were applying for the position to define it as we saw it. And for me, it was the word civic in it. The city was asking for somebody to engage in the public life of the city rather than a poet laureate, say, which is more common practice for cities to do. And so I have a background in urban planning, and that just caught my eye because it really was sending a statement of, you know, it's very Seattle to call for that, to call for community engagement, to call for, as I saw it, an opportunity to bring voices that aren't often heard to the center. And those are things that I've been engaged with all my life. And I thought this is a great chance to mix my professional interests, you know, my personal interests and my writing under one hat. It just seemed like such a fabulous opportunity.
And in your application, you included a short poem that kind of summarizes that. Could you read it for us?
I did. This is a short tanka, and I titled it A Corner to Love. Maps of the city number in the thousands, unique and folded neat in each citizen's heart. We live in the city, and the city lives in us.
How might poetry inform our civic discourse? With lots of hot issues out there right now. I don't immediately think of poetry as adding to it, but you probably have.
Yes, I have. Well, I think particularly in Seattle, because we're a city so defined by our geographical location, you know, our spatial location, the narrowness of our center and the opening at both ends, and all the wonderful neighborhoods that we have with the various histories and richness in them. It's wonderful and yet is limiting. And so I'm thinking, you know, cities are defined by relationships, spatial relationships. And I think literature and poetry does away with limitations like that. So you could be in North Seattle and read a poem written by somebody in the Rainier Valley and through the power of the imagination, see and live somebody else's experience. And I think that is so needed for us in this time of transition.
So will you be encouraging people to tell their stories in poetry?
I will. I think this is a chance for us as citizens to explain our locations, you know, whatever that may be. And it could be that we are, we all live in a beautiful place. I live in a beautiful place near a gorgeous park. And so maybe that day I will feel inspired to write about nature. But maybe I could be frustrated about transportation corridor. And that is my truth that day. And it could be captured in the poem. So that's how I'm seeing a way of approaching this.
Wow, you really got me thinking here. I live in Ballard, and I'm trying to figure out what rhymes with Ballard. Mallard. I don't know. I'll have to work on that.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be limited to rhyme, right?
Right. I need to think more expansively. Now, you're an immigrant, you're an urban planner, and you're also a teacher. Does that show up in your work? Will that show up in your work as a civic poet? Will that inform your poetry?
Oh, absolutely. I think, the city is my muse. I've spent years working on writing poems about the way I interact with the city and the way in which the city influences me, and not just me, but in general, all of us are impacted, encouraged, limited by our urban environment, by the built environment. And at the same time, we shape the city by just who we are and the choices we make and how we live and our cultural backgrounds, etc. So, yes, urban planning shows up a lot in my writing. And of course, my experience as an immigrant. I'm from El Salvador. I came when I was 14 years old, escaping the Civil War. And so that is another big influence in my writing.
Claudia Castro Luna is my guest, and she today began her 2-year term as Seattle's first ever civic poet. Looking ahead 2 years from now, how will you know you've been a successful civic poet? Have you got some goals in mind?
Yes, I think that 2 years from now, I would love to see, I would call it a poetry grid. You know, if we could imagine Seattle's map, and on top of it, if we could layer a grid of poems written by kids in schools, written by senior citizens, written by people in pea patches, written by youth in high schools, and if we could superimpose that and create a poetic grid for the city where we could perhaps, you know, drop a pin or open up a window and up comes a poem that reflects our cultural diversity and our richness and just the richness of our backgrounds and situations, I think that would be a fabulous thing for Seattle.
A poetry grid. Fascinating. Claudia Castro Luna, she just began her 2-year term as Seattle's first ever civic poet, and you can see her on Friday, September 4th, at the Mayor's Arts Awards Ceremony. It's free and open to the public at Seattle Center.